Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. And of course, you can catch the program live at myalbertlee.com. Saturday mornings, we always try to welcome in Tom Sorensen from the Americana Insurance Group. And if you didn't know, Tom celebrated a big birthday earlier this week. So I guess he's recuperating is what I've been told. So who's next up in line? Suzanne Dixon from Americana Insurance. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's kind of been a roller coaster as far as weather is concerned. You know, tomorrow, Sunday, it looks like we're going to be in the 40s. So spring is not too far off.
Well, I hope you're right, because then they're talking snow. So we can't make it up.
No, we can't. It's a roller coaster. If you don't like the weather today, just wait a day and it will change. Well, on our program this morning, Suzanne, we have a very special guest that you've been able to line up, and I'll let you do the introductions, if you would.
Sure, Mike. So it is Grain Bin Safety Week here, and I have got Paul from Nationwide Insurance on the phone with us here, and I'm going to turn it over to Paul to kind of introduce himself and what Nationwide does as far as Grain Bin Safety Week. Paul?
That's great, Susan. Suzanne, thank you for inviting me to speak with you guys today. I am Paul Stevenson. I work for Nationwide Agribusiness, located out of Des Moines, and I'm the Senior Risk Management Consultant for Nationwide Agribusiness, plus I am the team lead for our Grain Bin Safety Week effort. We started Grain Bin Safety Week in 2014. Basically, just because we got tired of hearing about people getting entrapped in grain bins and grain structures and wanted to do something about it. We really wanted to make this advocacy effort about the problem that's in the industry, not about insurance. You know, I think that, once again, all of us working together to try to educate people about the hazards of entering a grain structure or a grain bin really makes good progress. So we started the program in 2014. We developed quite a bit of educational materials that can be found on our website on grainbinsafetyweek.com. And that educational material really is centered around just the education piece of making sure people know about those hazards. The second part of the program that we have is that we've got to nominate your local fire department to win a rescue tube. We typically receive about 1,500 nominations per year, completed nominations. I've got a team that goes through all of those 1,500 nomination forms. We read every one of them, and then we select winners from based off of how good those nomination forms are completed. So far, we've given away 207 grain rescue tubes and training across 31 different states. So we're real proud of that. And then probably the biggest thing is that we've had actually five confirmed life saves with our rescue tubes.
And Paul, when you were talking about grain safety, for those that what I will classify as myself, a city slicker, you know, as they're listening in this morning, they're saying, well, grain bin safety, what could happen? I mean, you put the corn in the grain bin and you just let it go until it's ready to take to market. But you know, there are a lot of issues that can happen with grain bins.
That's correct, Mike. There's engulfment hazards for those people that go in. There's electrical hazards. There's moving parts with augers. Electrical hazards. There's atmospheric hazards that are inside the bin. So, you know, farmers, we love farmers. We are the number one farm insured. Sure, and we want to make sure that they are safe and that they go home to their families every night. So we really want them to think about those hazards before they enter a grain structure.
And a lot of times, Paul, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, the farmers may by individuals, they may not have a hired hand to help them out, and they just decide that they're going to crawl up there by themselves. They don't notify anybody, and then they start chopping away at the sides of those grain bins, and before you know it. You know, they probably have heard about the training and the do's and the don'ts, what you should do, but at times it can be stressful for a farmer, and they just decide, you know what, I'm just going to go up there and take care of it. It'll only take me a couple minutes, and before you know it, it becomes a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mike. And once again, I feel for the farmers, and I truly understand. Short on time, short on people. You've got a lot of tasks to do. You're very, very busy. I get every bit of that. What we really want them to think about is to step back away, you know, really think about, do I really need to go in there? Do I need to do that today? And is there somebody that maybe a neighbor or a family member or somebody like that that can be there on the family farm if you have to go in, and make sure that you take all the proper safety precautions before you actually go in the structure?
And obviously, the farmers, like I say, they've probably had some training, and hopefully with Nationwide and doing the Safety Awareness Week with the grain bin safety, maybe they realize that, you know, I used to do that all the time, and now I realize maybe I'm not doing it properly.
Correct. And we, for the first time since 2014, and when we're actually hearing back from a few farmers, which gives us a really good feeling, but we've heard back from a few farmers that said, you know what, I was going to go into a grain bin, and I was all geared up to go in, and I stopped and thought, I read something about Grain Bin Safety Week or read about an article, and I just decided that probably I shouldn't do that, and I'll step away.
And obviously, this coming week with Grain Bin Safety Week, it's something I'm sure, Paul, that yourself and Nationwide try to get out the information year-long, that it's not just strictly the Grain Bin Safety Week of the 20th through the 22nd of February. You want to get this information out year-round to keep the farmers' top-of-mind awareness.
Exactly. We've kind of ran under the name of Grain Bin Safety Week, and we acknowledge that within our organization is that actually it's a year-long effort. You know, the focus is on education for the actual week to raise awareness that week of February 20th through the 26th. But it is a year-round effort. So we also have another website that is called thankgrainbinsafety.com that has much of the same information as what the grainbinsafetyweek.com website has. But it gives you an opportunity to go out there year-round, take a look at the educational material, read as much as what you can. There's a lot of really good YouTube videos now that are out for our program. Visit the YouTube sites, watch the videos. There's some really good stuff that's out there that will raise awareness as well.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Paul Stevenson, Nationwide Insurance Senior Risk Management Consultant, as we're talking about grain bins and Grain Bin Safety Week. Paul, let's take our first break and let's introduce a little bit more about how folks can nominate and hopefully maybe even save a life with these tubes that are put together. And we'll find out how they actually work. But let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll find out more with Paul on our insights into Insurance Week as we're talking Grain Bin Safety Week.
When it comes to crop insurance, there is one thing Americana Insurance won't do. We won't come out to your place and shovel manure for you. But we will offer annual information seminars to keep you informed and annual insurance reviews to make sure you're covered. We'll provide crop insurance quotes that are easy to understand and hail, fire for crop, replant, and green snap insurance. But again, we won't shovel manure. On the other hand, you probably already met too many people who will. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team. AmericanaInsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike Whitus, along with our special guest this morning, Paul Stevenson, who is the Senior Risk Management Consultant with Nationwide Insurance, that we're talking about Grain Bin Safety Week. And Paul, for those farmers out there that would like to find out a little bit more, how do they actually go through the process of nominating so that they possibly could get one of these grain tubes?
Yeah, great question, Mike. Very easy to do. The easiest way is to go to our grainbinsafetyweek.com website. You can find the online form there. You click on it and just complete the form. And it goes through our system, and it ends up on our team, and we get that way. Another couple of ways that you can do it is that you can send us an email. It is GBSW, which is Grain Bin Safety Week, info@nationwide.com. That would be the second way to get your nomination to us. And then the third way is that you could send your nomination, completed nomination, to NECAS, which is the National Education Center for Agriculture Safety. They also track that, and you can send them through mail or fax. They're located in Piasta, Iowa, so you could look them up and then send them something as well.
And, Paul, you mentioned in the first part of our program, the good news is, I guess it can be a good news, bad news, but the good news is you do get a lot of nominations from all over the country. And, you know, I'm sure it's very difficult to go through all of those applications. You've had 207 of those safety tubes, 31 states, you know, and I guess here in Freeborn County, if I'm correct, we've had two already, one down in Glenville, and one was received for the Albert Lee Fire Department. But you do get a lot of nominations.
That's correct. Like I said, 1,500 per year is kind of what our average is. But I've got a team that will go through every nomination. We'll read every nomination completed. And we want to make sure is that, once again, we give those out to fire departments, rescue squads that need them. Really a focus for us, to be honest with you, is that, you know, are you a fire department who needs one? Do you have a fire department locally that that you've got a mutual aid agreement with? So if we come in and provide the training, that we can train both fire departments at the same time. That's one of the really kind of big things about these rescue tubes is that the rescue tube is a tool. The tool is several pieces of aluminum, but it's nothing without the training that goes along with it. So we will not give out a rescue tube unless we provide the training to the fire department, and that's done through Dan Neenan at NECAS, at the National Education Center for Ag Safety. They do all of our training for us out of Piasta, Iowa. So we've got a couple of rescue trailers that go East Coast, that goes all over the Midwest. Whatever state we need to go to, NECAS does that for us.
And, you know, the good thing, Paul, is I guess Freeborn County here in Albert Lee in the area, we have been so fortunate because I believe there's been, 12 safety tubes, rescue tubes here in Minnesota, and two of them are right here in our backyard, Albert Lee and in Glenville. And in the case of Glenville, Paul, it was well needed.
Well needed and put to use. And you know, as you said, that's kind of a good news, bad news. We always give, when we give a rescue tube to a fire department, we tell them, we hope that the rescue tube will sit over in a corner and gather law dust, that you never have to use it. But unfortunately, situations happen. And in Glenville, for instance, we had an entrapped person, and the training kicked in, and the fire department went out and did the rescue, and everything went fantastic. And we've got a YouTube video, once again, about that rescue that's out on YouTube. Just type in Nationwide Grain Bin Safety and you can see it. It's a very moving, very touching video.
And maybe just quickly, Paul, explain, how does this rescue tube actually work when there is someone trapped in a grain bin?
You bet. It is. We use the Great Wall Rescue Tube. It's an aluminum six-panel design. It comes in six aluminum panels. We really like it because it will allow us to make a circle around an entrapped individual and then take the grain out around the entrapped individual. But we can also make a wall out of it, so we can make the panels just make a basically a straight wall. Or if somebody was entrapped up against a wall, then we can make a half-moon design out of it and still perform the rescue. So it gives us quite a bit of flexibility. The rescue tube as well has steps on the inside and the outside. So in certain situations to where an entrapped individual can help self-rescue, they can use those steps on the inside of the rescue tube. Basically, we just put the panels together. They slide together, so there's no locking mechanisms or anything else. You make the circle, and we either start using a rescue auger or we start using buckets and we start getting the corn out from around or the grain from out around the entrapped individual until they can self-rescue themselves.
And I'm guessing, Paul, it's kind of like a lot of folks have maybe heard about quicksand, and in a grain bin, it's probably the same type of scenario.
It feels exactly the same way. In the trainings that we provide, we only sink the volunteer victim down to their waist. We don't do any further than that. That will tell you is that there's pressure already on your legs, that you cannot move your legs. You can't get out. You are stuck. And so we get them to witness that. As a matter of fact, we'll even in some of our trainings have people wear shorts. And just the 15 minutes or 20 minutes that we take to rescue them and get them out, you can see pock marks, indentations in their legs. For up to 30 to 40 minutes, you can witness those pock marks. That's the pressure that's on your legs.
Mm. So dangerous, folks. And farmers, we want you to be safe, only not just because it's Grain Bin Safety Week, but year-round, and nominate a local fire department. As I said, we've had a rescue tube here in Albert Lea. There's been one in Glenville, but of course, we have plenty of other area fire departments, so make sure you get those nominations in for a rescue tube that Nationwide puts together. Paul, appreciate the time so much. Senior Risk Management Consultant with Nationwide Insurance. And as you say, let's hope that we never have to use these rescue tubes that they sit in the corner in the fire station and just collect dust.
You bet, Mike. Thank you so much again for inviting me on your show.
And Suzanne, if they have questions about the insurance or even questions maybe about a rescue tube, they can always call American Insurance.
Sure, Mike. They can call us at 507-377-2000. And, you know, if they've got questions about the tube or about nominating a fire department, please reach out to one of us and we will point you in the right direction.
Fantastic. That's Suzanne Dixon, American Insurance Group, along with our special guest this morning, Paul Stevenson, Senior Risk Management Consultant, Nationwide Insurance, as we've been talking about Grain Bin Safety Week. That's going to wrap up a quick Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.